When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Same ground, different sound. You're in Homo Ground. I'm your host, Jack Atcha, and this is episode 185. Ground listeners, and welcome to episode 185 of the Homo Ground podcast. I'm your host, Jack Atcha, and you just heard Minor Pleasure. That was the track Brilliant Creatures, and Minor Pleasure is spelled M-N-R PLSR. You can find them on soundcloud.com/minor pleasure, and that's spelled out like the words. Anyway, they're from Brooklyn, New York. It's Summer Bingham of Clinical Trials and Emily Einhorn. Homoground is sponsoring a show with them and Shira and People at Parties. It's going to be at Come On Everybody. That's at 325 Franklin Avenue in Brooklyn. Doors are at 7:30. The show starts at 8 p.m. You can buy tickets in advance at $8, but it's going to be $10 at the door. If you would like to hear the other artists playing that night, Shira was featured on episode 160, and People at Parties can be found on episode 122. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam Mail, adammail.com. Remember, you can still use the code AMPOD, that's A-M-P-O-D, get 25% off any single item plus free shipping on your entire order. Thank you so much, Adam Mail, for your continued support of this podcast. It means a lot to us. They are a dope community over there. They're based in North Carolina. Go check them out if you haven't already. Their products range from undergarments to toys to other accessories you might need in the bedroom or underneath your clothes while you're out in the world being a human. Up next, we got music from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is Heart Harbor with Always Honey. Enjoy.
Just like honey forming from the bees as they return into the honeycomb, honeycomb. So this feeling settles into tiny holes inside my skin on my way home, on my way home. Honey in the corner of your eyes, won't you give me some, give me some. I'll mix it with the softly spilling sounds of your sighs on the tip of my tongue, tip of my tongue. And you sweep me off my feet, won't you please stay so sweet on. Sweet on me. tracing our circles in the sand. Lost time, no matter what the circumstance demands. And I've seen this land. Yeah, I've seen this land. I've seen this land. This broken land. So I took the car to clear my head. I'm stalling.
And that was Kismet by Heart Harbor out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have another track coming up from them called Hating Nothing. They've got a new music video for it, and you can check that out by taking a look at our episode notes at homoground.com/episode185. All of these songs come off of their new EP, Tender Trap. They're having their official release show on April 23rd at Tin Angel in Philadelphia. They'll be performing with Julia Rayner and Audrey Ryan. The EP is produced by industry veteran Aaron McKeown, and if you're also a fan of McKeown, you can catch both acts together in Arlington, Virginia on May 12th at the Iota Club and Cafe. After Heart Harbor, we've got new music from Wood Pigeon. Enjoy.
Bottom line, I'm an animal, and I don't take kindly to be caged. And once again, I told you how it went. Furthermore, how dare you ask again, as you're always first in mind. And your whole
Wood Pigeon is Montreal-based singer-songwriter Mark Andrew Hamilton. All these tracks are from the newly released album Trouble. It's his first album in many years. We're so happy he submitted these tracks. You first heard Whole Body Shakes. That last track is called Devastating. I'm going to leave you with one more from him called Faithful. New Yorkers can expect a show from him on July 23rd at Les Poissons Rouges. I'll very much be looking forward to that. To find out more information on Mark and his project Wood Pigeon, which is actually spelled all one word, you can go to woodpigeon-songbook.com. And as always, check out our episode notes at homoground.com/episode185. A quick reminder, do us a solid, get on iTunes, leave a review for us, subscribe to the podcast. I'm sure you hear all of your favorite podcasts reminding you of this, and it's for a good reason. On the topic of visibility, you know, in the podcast world, iTunes ratings and reviews are what put us out in front of new listeners, and that's incredibly important given what we do, which is we create a platform for LGBT and ally musicians, and most of these artists, when they write in, they specifically tell us that the reason why they're submitting their music is they're trying to connect with all of you. So let's help all of us become more connected. And of course, we very much appreciate that. Next up, we've got music from New Jersey. But first, this is Wood Pigeon with Faithful. Enjoy.
Ryan Meadow. I'm a pop singer-songwriter based in Hoboken, New Jersey, and I just released my whimsical little debut album called A Tale of Two Songbirds. I feel like I have so much to share with not only the world, but also our huge community. Growing up gay in the South, I was met with a lot of ridicule and didn't feel that pop culture had anything truly relatable to offer me. I want my music to be that positive light in the lives of people who are afraid to be who they are, no matter their cultural background or orientation. I want my listeners to know that they can overcome any situation and that they'll always find support, no matter what.
People wild, little thing we learned as a child. It makes me calm and free. Every earthly decree is written in this love. I can recall myself swinging from a tree and feeling your arms around me, softly yet gently. You're extending a hand of your love. Oh, oh, your touch is strong. I'm struck with the sudden loss of words, but I am not alone. It'd be lovely to grab our and head out to sea, you and me, just like pirates running from reality. Don't go, grab your boat, meet me halfway around the globe. We'll make peace with the breeze, keeping our sails set high. I can be yours for life. We're talking about escaping from life's hectic themes. Yeah, surprise me with come on, let's sleep. Like a picnic in a garden, interrupted by rain so sweet. And I remember descending autumn leaves, and through a spyglass the sight of you and me, drifting at sea, like dandelions taking flight in spring. Yo-ho, yo-ho, you're like a dazzling dream. Your love and human form, the greatest treasure for me. Oh, it'd be lovely to grab our raincoats and head out to sea, you and me, just like pirates running from reality. Don't go, grab your boat, meet me halfway around the globe. We'll make peace with the breeze, keeping ourselves set high. And when the going gets rough and the storm is tough, well, shelter is in my arms. And if the current's way too strong, it'd be lovely
to grab our raincoats and head out to sea. You and me, just like pirates running from reality. Don't go, grab your boat, meet me halfway around the globe. We'll make peace with the breeze, keeping ourselves set high. I can't be yours for life.
And that is Ryan Meadow out of Hoboken, New Jersey. That track is called Sailor Song. I got one more for you from him called The Long Walk Home. You can find out more about Ryan and his debut album, A Tale of Two Songbirds, released in March of this year, by visiting his website, ryanmeadowmusic.squarespace.com, and that's Ryan, R-Y-N-E, Meadow. Capping off this week's episode, we've got music from Jesse Alexander, based out of Chicago. His debut EP, Gemini Junk, came out earlier this month. It features Jesse playing every instrument except the horns. The album is an amalgamation of his decade-long touring life with acts such as the Homoticons and Cobalt and the Hired Guns. For more information on Jesse, you can check him out at jessealexander.bandcamp.com. After this last one from Ryan, we're going to go into Boy in Motion and end everything with Fall is Fall. Thanks again to Adam Mail for supporting Homoground. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sharing. I've been your host, Jack Atcha. My theme music is All Over the News by Attempt. Y'all have a great week.
Spinning when you let go of my hand. is blind and tone. And it feels like I'm engulfed by a hell that's all my own. The ghost that haunt my mind pull me deep into this unknown.
It's cool for July. Everything's wrong with me tonight. Nothing's getting done, and I'm taking on this run all over the East Coast. This is not my home. Hold your tears back, hold your tears back, boy. Go to sleep, you really need this, boy. This is not what I thought I was getting into. This fucking car, this fucking straight crew. Find myself smoking alone above the club. I never wondered how did I get here. It's cold and I'm alone on the East Coast. This is not my home. Hold your tears back, hold your tears back, boy, or go to sleep. You really need this, boy. This is not what I thought I was getting into. This fucking car, this fucking straight crew. I'm not into this player game, putting hands on people's bodies. You should be ashamed. Instead of asking questions, you make more suggestions. Never take my silence for it's okay. Back, boy, or go to sleep. You really need this, boy. This is not what I thought I was getting into. This fucking car, this fucking straight crew. It's fucking bad for you. Thank you.
Hey, Homo Ground. This is Jesse Alexander from Chicago, Illinois. I am definitely feeling challenged to come out as trans on the internet around this EP release. I feel like I often close myself off to people that I don't know, and coming out as trans, it feels very vulnerable, and putting out an EP, which is like a lot about my journey, is just a vulnerable thing in general. I feel like that's just number one. That's like a huge challenge. And I feel challenged in my trans journey to feel proud of myself and to value myself as a person. I feel like doubting my abilities and doubting my worth comes from being feminized and expected to be female in this life. Like, that's part of it. That's not all of it. But I feel like that is the center of a lot of my doubts. I'm spending a lot of time feeling feminized in bands with cis men. I'm challenging myself to stand up and advocate for myself as a musician, and to like believe in myself and my work, that I don't need somebody else to advocate for me, that I am totally capable and awesome just the way that I am.
Sky on this ground, as sun give way to sundown, it's days like these I take air and I breathe and it's fine. These days I begin to worry. Good to go outside. It's gonna feel good to go outside. Then it's winter. To embrace the night, just being here makes me see to go there and the trees, and it's fine. These days I begin to worry. These days I go to sleep real early. Go outside, good to go outside. It's gonna feel good to go outside. Then it's winter.